Jolene is my most recorded song. Worldwide through the years, I think they said it's been recorded 400 some times, with whether it's a garage band, other languages, other whatevers. But everybody loves that song, even little bitty kids, because one of the reasons, I guess every garage band can sing it, every woman relates to it, but it's just that chorus, it's just over and over, like a repetition, like Jolene, 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 Jolene. I mean, even kids send me their kids singing, they say, "Don't take my man," you know. They relate to "Don't take my man." They know the man, whatever. But I don't know what the reason is. It's just and it's up tempo, and people just love that song. And you would think that "I Will Always Love You" would be my most recorded song, or anything else. But Jolene, people go right to that song, and I'm happy because I love it too. I never get tired of singing that one. Or "I Will Always Love You," for that matter. But it's just one of those songs that you just like to sing.
Jolene, Jolene, please don't take him just because you can.
There was a little girl at one of my shows when I was with Porter, and she came up to the stage, we used to sit and sign autographs after the shows, and she said, "Would you sign it to Jolene?" And I said, "Jolene, that's a beautiful name. I bet you're named after your daddy. Is his name Joe?" She said, "No, it's just Jolene." I said, "Well, I love that name, and I said, if you ever hear a song, you'll know it's about you." So I just kept in my own mind to remember the name. I would just sing Jolene, 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 just so I'd get back to the bus and write it down. So all the way back to the bus, I was going, "Jolene, Jolene, Jolene, Jolene," which is why I thought, well, Jolene, 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 Jolene. I thought, well, I'll just start it like that, because that's kind of how I was to remember the name. I just started it. And I thought, well, I'll just say that, and then I'll just add to that. So that's really, and then, of course, I came up with a story, and that loosely based story about Carl and the girl at the bank was true. There was a pretty girl down there, and I was jealous. And she was pretty, and he was flirting. But I just kind of made that whole thing into a story that I knew would relate. You know, something that I found, I don't know that I wrote it the same day, but we were actually going through all my old tapes that were on cassettes, and the way that I always wrote, and putting them on hard drives. And so we found the cassette that had, you know, it's like I either wrote it within the same day or within that same period of time while I was still using that same cassette. But we found "I Will Always Love You" and Jolene were on the same tape back to back. So I don't know if I wrote it that night, because you don't, when you write so much, you don't, you know, the time don't matter. But it had to be written during that same time frame, because I wrote so much, I would have gone on to another cassette, or there would have been other things on it. So we were like, what? You know, that on the same, you know, so it could very well have been.